You, baby, in the dark of night, I dig you, baby, when the sun shines bright. I dig you, baby, from dusk till dawn. Now there's a hole in my front lawn. I dig you, baby, with one desire, and that's to make you my vampire. I dig you, baby, and that's the truth. I brought you some wolfbane and a baby Ruth. I dig you, baby, so please be mine. Say you'll be Mrs. Frankenstein. We'll marry, baby, and find a flat, a gloomy tomb with a private bat. I dig your brother, who's a Harvard man. Let's visit him whenever we can. We'll fly to the campus, it isn't very far. He isn't in a classroom, they keep him in a jar. I dig you, baby, so don't be cruel. We'll rock and roll when the moon is full. But I know I can't make you swoon. You dig the creature from the Black Lagoon. So goodbye, baby, here's where we part. It's like driving a stake right through my heart.
Did you say stake? I'll have mine medium rare.
No, no, it's not that kind of steak. Oh, why do I always get the hungry ones?
This is my goddaughter. We rehearsed one together. Shall we do it?
Yeah.
You want to try? All right.
Yeah,
let's do
it.
Okay, Jerry.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring has sprung. And every time I see you, I'm such a happy individual.
The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon.
You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow. Picking up nuts and forget-me-not.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung,
bells to be rung, and a wonderful thing to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today.
But you make me feel so.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Upon a time I played electric guitar, and they said I was a rock and roll star. Now nobody calls me on the telephone, so I sit and watch my TV all alone. Put a bullet in my brain, remember me like Kurt Cobain. And the parasites on MTV would wipe their eyes and act like they knew me. I wouldn't be a hero, I'd be dead. Just a corpse beside a note that read. If you like to pretend that you'll never grow old, you got what it takes to rock and roll. Time I played electric guitar, and they said I was a rock and roll star. Now nobody calls me on the telephone, so I sit and watch my TV all alone. Put a bullet in my brain, they'd remember me like Kurt Cobain. And the parasites on MTV would wipe their eyes and act like they knew me. I wouldn't be a hero, I'd be dead. Just a corpse beside a note that read. If you like to pretend that you'll never grow old, you got what it takes to rock and roll.
Freedom never came anyway. Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
I just want people to think for two goddamn seconds before they shit some question out their word hole. This whole "there's no such thing as a stupid question" bullshit ends in high school. This is life. We're playing for points. And there are a shit ton of stupid questions. Like when I was in the lobby of a hotel in Oklahoma, and a middle-aged woman approached me and said, "Excuse me, is that the elevator?" Are you shitting me? What other door looks like this? No, matter of fact, I want you to name another fucking door that opens magically from the middle and has two buttons on the side. Name it! You think people are walking in there and disappearing? Is this an episode of Star Trek? No. That's probably the goddamn elevator, isn't it? I was in San Bernardino, California in August when at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it was 118 degrees outside. At 7 o'clock that evening, the young lady I was with asked me if I thought she'd need a jacket. Now, I'm a comic, so sometimes when people hang out with me, they try a little harder to be funny. It's awesome. Thought maybe this is one of those times. So being a gentleman, I said, "Hey, you fucking with me?" She said, "No. Do you think it'll be chilly?" It was 118 degrees 3 hours ago. Do you have any idea what kind of meteorological event would have had to occur for the temperature to drop 60 degrees in 3 hours? Did you hear sirens? Let me tell you something. The temperature drops 60 degrees in 3 hours. Fuck a jacket. Grab a lead vest. Because shit's gone nuclear. Plans are canceled. All right? Even if it had dropped 30 degrees, it's still 88 fucking degrees outside.
I'm getting tired of songs.
Tired of it.
There's too many fucking songs. Jeez, that's all you ever hear.
Tired of going, "Oh, it's cute, they're stupid." No, fuck that shit.
You know something else I'm getting tired of? Songs. There's too many fucking songs.
Cute, they're stupid. No,
Jesus, all you ever hear is a song. You know how many songs there are? Well, every year 25,000 CDs come out. 25,000. So even if you threw out half of the titles and said, "Well, they're old songs being re-recorded," and you stayed real conservative and you said, "Well, maybe 8 songs to a CD," that would still be 100,000 new songs every year. 100,000 one year, that's all. And that's just this country. There's 185 other countries out there, all of them pumping out songs. Probably not a lot of snappy tunes coming out of Afghanistan these days. But some, there's got to be some. I'm telling you, it adds up. I'll bet you if there was a way you could do it, and you could count every song that's ever been written in the history of the world, in every culture, by now, there's got to be 15 million songs. Easy. Got to be 15 million. Isn't that enough? Don't we have enough fucking songs for you people? Are you telling me you're standing in the shower and with 15 million songs floating around out there, you can't think of something to sing? You got to have a brand new song. And they're always love songs. That's all you ever hear is these goddamn love songs. Can't somebody write a song about something else? Everything's a broken heart. Broken heart, broken heart. Fuck that. What about a fractured cheekbone? Or a punctured lung? Huh? Wouldn't you like to see some good-looking chick with big tits and long hair stand up on stage belting out a song about a punctured lung? Would sure make my fucking weekend. No one is writing these songs. How about a song about a fire in a daycare center? All right, a nursing home. Okay, a church. A crowded fucking church. How about a song about a guy who gets his legs caught in a wood chipper? Oh, you're sensitive. Here's a nice one. Family of four comes home from vacation at Disney World and finds 27 bodies decomposing in the living room. And they all have on Santa Claus suits. I'm telling you, I think we're passing up a lot of really good topics that would make terrific fucking songs. Like cancer. I know it's touchy. Fuck you. Cancer would make a really great song. Shit, everybody's got cancer. Nobody's singing about it. This is a market niche being completely overlooked. And by the way, tuberculosis is coming back. Here's another musical opportunity. Wouldn't you like to hear a song with a whole lot of coughing in it? You never hear that. All you hear is these love songs, emotional pain. You know something? The last thing I'm interested in is someone else's emotional pain. Don't be singing about your pain. Unless it's cancer pain. Then you can sing about it all you want. In fact, you can scream about it for all I care. That's not a bad idea. How about a nice 3-minute song of some guy screaming with cancer pain? I know it's touchy. Blow me. It will make a terrific fucking song. And in this sick, twisted, corrupt culture, it will be the number one song of the year. I'll guarantee that. That's all you'd ever hear on the radio for 6 or 8 months. And that's just one cut. You could do a whole CD. Disease is on parade. First cut, cancer. Second cut, tuberculosis. 3.5 minutes of solid coughing. And you structure it like a real song. Starts off slow with the introduction. Guy's just clearing his throat. Then you get to the first verse. Kind of a dry cough, non-productive. And you get to the second verse, the song begins to build. And you get to the chorus, and the guy's coughing louder and louder and harder and harder. And he's choking and wheezing and gasping and panting. And you can hear the fluids in his lungs. And now he's doubled over trying to catch his breath. And finally he goes into one big, huge, uncontrollable, spasmodic coughing fit. And he pukes all over the microphone. That would be the climax to the song. And maybe you could even make it interactive with a CD-ROM. And the guy could puke right in your living room. Yeah, you'd probably need special speakers for that.
Speakers? Who's speaking? Oh, I'm speaking! Who am I speaking for? Rampage Radio. Radio.fm. Occupy San Francisco. Take this! Incoming! Rampage Radio on Radio.fm. At high noon. Did someone say hi? Well, hello! We are the Allied Forces of Rampage Radio. We being me and the last thing in May. And, oh, schizophrenic there. And, of course, Todd from the Todd Show. Stay tuned for more the heavy, the metal, and everything between like this. Ugh!
Allied Forces, gonna take control. Allied Forces. control this transmission. If we wish to make a stop here, we will tune it to a whistle. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image. Make it fluffy. We can change the focus to a soft blur. Or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to...
Rampage Radio, RealLizard.fm!
It's time for your medication, Mr. Brown.
Oh, light comes to find me out of control. It's just a world.
Penalties, killing societies, sex acts. No hope, no just yours, not chance. Time's running low. Crash men are people dying. Is it fair? Punch down smaller cities. That's fair.
Is that my heartbeat or your heartbeat? Or beat beat? Two hearts beat as one. Wait, hold on. Wrong show. Wrong format. But now, right show. Right format is the metal and the heavy.
Better late than never.
Heavy and the metal. The metal and the heavy. And the Todd and the Lamb. The Lamb and the Todd show. Hey, the Lamb and the Todd show.
I like to call it the Tammy show, but...
But we're Todd and Manny. Oh, okay. But better yet, we're the Allied Forces of Rampage Radio.
Oh, Lammy. Todd and Lammy. Tammy.
Occupy San Francisco. Todd from the Todd Show is in the house. He's getting ready for you. In the meantime, we'll go ahead and play something familiar to all. Rampage Radio, RailRadio.fm. We're here for the next 2 hours, and then... Overtime!
Overtime!
The fantastic 4 hours of Rampage Radio coming at you right now. So let's play something we all know, like this. Rampage Radio, stay tuned for more heavy metal. Todd, Lamb, last thing you're ready. Straight from the heart of the mission, tenders of the mission. Rampage Radio, Radio with FM.
Let's get high. Or not.
What?
Hey?
We're trapped under ice.
Hello?
Oh, we're trapped on the ice? Smoke ice. I just farted. It stinks. I am living to die. I'm trapped under a bus. What? Too soon? Rapid Radio, Rapid Radio, Rapid Radio. We play two kinds of music here, heavy and metal. Sepultura coming at you. Inner Self. Audi Belly Button. We'll be right back.
Rampage Radio. That's right. We are Rampage Radio, RadioWalensia.fm, RadioWalensia.fm, in the heart of the mission, transmissions for the mission.
Technical difficulty.
San Francisco, California. Not difficult, no, difficult, technical difficult titties, maybe, but not what you said.
Okay.
And we can play God. How? By cutting off practice what you preach, play.
What's death metal?
Huh? Okay.
Turn my level up. Or maybe it's my headphones.
Go ahead. Hello? Well,
yeah, there you go.
I forgot that I'm loud, you're soft.
Yeah.
Soft.
We're opposite.
Hey, softy. I'm always hard. Or loud. Hey, Todd, the Todd Show.
Manny, from the Lamb Show.
It's your turn to tell us what we're playing.
All right, yeah, we got a big fat set of death metal here.
Yes!
Early 90s.
Do my Tom
Araya.
A Tom Araya. Yeah!
Starting out with some Grave, because it is a morbid way to die.
On Rampage Radio, RadioWalensia.fm. Rampage Radio.